News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
David Colnan is with us. He's Sinn Féin spokesperson for health. And that's because Sinn Féin have announced that they are looking for a new cancer strategy to take us from 2027 to 2037. And they have broken down some of the things that they see as problems in the current approach to cancer supports and treatment in the country and some of the solutions that they would like to see in place. David, let's start with the former. The main problems, as you see it, in the current delivery of cancer services are what?
Well, first of all, Anton, I want to recognise that lots of good work has been done in the area of cancer care. And I know that people who work in that area, from consultants to specialist nurses to many more, do an excellent job and are trying their best to provide the very best services to patients. But the target times which the government and the HSE set in relation to diagnostics, in relation to treatment, from chemotherapy, radiotherapy to surgeries, in many areas have been slipping over the last number of years. And I think that's very regrettable that we're seeing that slippage. We can see it in radiotherapy, we can see it in chemotherapy, we can see in some surgeries that up to 30-40% of patients are not being seen on time. And that's what we have been hearing from patients over the course of the last number of years. We've heard people tell their stories to the media. We've heard of people waiting far too long. In one instance, a woman in Roscommon had to go to an emergency department to get the chemotherapy that she was looking for because she was put on a waiting list. And what we need is a cancer strategy that works. For almost half of the lifetime of the current strategy, it hasn't received any new funding in budgets given past years, and that's regrettable, because what the cancer strategy needed was multi-annual funding, and that has had consequences, because we also know that equipment in hospitals in most cases is out of date. Up to 30% of radiotherapy equipment, for example, needs to be replaced, and in some cases is between five and 10 years old. We also have problems in some hospitals where they don't have the staff. So I put in parliamentary questions to look at what equipment is working at full capacity. And in many hospitals, equipment is only operating at partial capacity because of staff shortages. And in some cases, because the equipment is simply out of date, is breaking down more often and needs to be replaced.
You also talk about a postcode lottery in your report. What's that?
Well, the postcode lottery is, if you look at the data, in some cases, some hospitals are performing well. So, for example, 100% of chemotherapy patients in Cavan were seen on time, but that compares to only 66% in Waterford. In radiotherapy, in St. Luke's, for example, in the Radiation Oncology Network, which also covers Dublin, it was only 67%, and yet it was 98% statewide. So we're seeing in many areas this postcode lottery, depending on where you live, that will determine how quick you will get access to either a diagnostic assessment, treatment or surgery. And these are, you know, real life experiences. These are people who are diagnosed with cancer, are waiting for treatment, waiting for either surgery or chemotherapy or radiotherapy, and the trauma that that brings when you're waiting and waiting well beyond what is the gold standard, which has been set by the government, which I accept needs to be met. We have to strive for the gold standard, and it's really disappointing that we're beginning to see the slippage, because it was one of the areas of the health service that was working well. And
well, that's what I was wondering, is to what extent is this emblematic of broader problems within the HSE, and to what extent is it a cancer strategy specific issue?
Well, I think it's both, because if you look at the funding, for example, we know that the capital funding for the HSE is about $2.5 billion less than what it needs to be. So the HSE needs capital funding to finish the National Children's Hospital, build a new maternity hospital, deliver on the beds it says it wants to deliver on, deliver the elective hospitals, but it also needs capital funding to replace equipment and put new equipment in hospitals. The reality is that the HSE doesn't have the capital funding it needs. That's accepted. The minister would acknowledge as well that more capital funding is needed. So if we don't have the money even to do the big projects, that means that local projects for hospitals then fall down the ladder. And that's why we're seeing year on year equipment which is becoming more outdated. We don't have the staff because we have a pay in numbers strategy which limits recruitment, which means that in the first instance we're not training enough specialist nurses, radiation therapists, radiographers. All of those areas are pinch points in cancer care.
All right.
Where again, hospitals can't recruit the staff. So if you can't recruit the staff and you can't operate the equipment and you can't provide the surgeries on time, you can't provide the diagnostics on time or the treatment on time, well, that serves people very badly, but it also results in poor outcomes for cancer patients. So indeed, obviously, any new cancer strategy has to be properly resourced and be designed to meet those targets.
David, thank you very much. David Cullinan, Sinn Féin spokesperson for Health.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.